Across the country yesterday, people gathered to mark Juneteenth, the day in 1865 when the last enslaved people in Texas heard that they'd been set free 2 years earlier by the Emancipation Proclamation. For African Americans and others, it's a day to commemorate, reflect, and act.
Juneteenth is all about us as a people fighting for reparation and celebrating our freedom and our independence.
Darrell Tobias joined a rally calling for reparations in New Orleans on Friday.
We probably still aren't all the way free and independent. However, we're off to a good start, in my opinion.
At a gathering in Detroit, Charity Dean, director of the city's Civil Rights, Inclusion, and Opportunity Department, said Juneteenth is a time to expose how deeply ingrained racism has been in American society.
This thing that defined our country for generations and never makes the history books. And so part of our response is to continue to celebrate and to continue to educate so that we continue to liberate ourselves.
In Birmingham, Alabama, Celestine Hood, who marched with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in 1963, took the microphone at a rally against injustice. She drew a straight line from the civil rights movement of the 20th century to new generations of protesters on the streets this summer.
You, young people, you got tear gas. You got rubber bullets. It's the same fight. Yes. We cannot give up.
Oniemi Williams was also in the crowd.
This is a celebration of life today. It is a celebration because when you're at war, you must take the time for self-care and celebration. We're celebrating where we're at so we can prepare for where we have to go.
Celebrations and protests continue across the country today.